You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
And right now we have Marta Hansen in the studio with us. Marta is a songwriter, vocalist, and pianist, and she has been performing in the Madison area for many years, has been nominated for both MAMA and Whammy Awards. And Marta is a piano technician and is the owner of the Piano Gal Shop in Sun Prairie. Marta writes about complex issues and has finished production of a video for her song Bang Bang, we just heard, and that deals with the sobering thought of school shootings from a mother's perspective. Telling the story as only she can is Marta Hansen. Marta, welcome back to Mag Sync Radio.
Hi, Rocker. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
And Marta, tell us a little about yourself. I mean, how did you get started playing piano? Because that's got to happen. Either it happens young, but probably because your mom throws you in piano lessons.
Yes. Yeah. It happened young. I was seven. I started when I was seven. My mom always nurtured it. She's not a musician. My parents are divorced. My mom found a $70 piano from a neighbor and got me in lessons, and I never
looked
back.
Like a real full-size piano?
A real piano, yeah.
Was it in tune?
She made sure. She had it tuned every 6 months until I took the piano when I was graduated college, and now I have a baby grand. But she took amazing care of it for me. It was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
How is the piano gal doing, by the way?
Really well. I'm tuning 5 days a week, full time, traveling all over Dane County and outside of Dane County, and I have clients all over the place, and I love my job. It's
and
awesome.
You made a kind of a transference from a retail location to more of a service that's a mobile service, right?
I did. I closed my brick and mortar so I could focus completely on piano tuning and repair and doing custom work for people, refurbishing, because I was doing that already anyway, and I was wearing too many hats. So I decided to just completely focus on that. And now I'm kind of I'm a nomad. I travel to churches, schools, everybody's homes, and it's full time. I love it. I've been tuning now professionally for almost 15 years, and I've had the Piano Gal Shop for like 12 now.
So now tell me, you know, I mean, we're so technologically advanced now. Do you use a tuning fork, or is it digital now?
AI
do it?
I have an electronic tuner to give me my A440, and then I actually tune about 90% of any particular piano tuning I do by ear.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I find it's more accurate actually but you have to train your ear to hear what you need to hear, but
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what my old bass player said, but yeah. I don't know if it worked like that. How old were you when you started performing gigs?
Funnily enough, I went to school for music. I got a music degree. I taught music before I got into piano tuning, but I didn't really gig until I was in my 30s.
Really?
Yeah, I'm 45 now. After my second son was born in 2011, I was like, all right, it's my time to shine. And I really started to get brave and start writing original music and coming up with cool ways to do covers of songs I liked. And I started getting out there.
Well, that's cool to do it at that age, because you're not after the golden dream of a record contract anymore. You're doing it because you love it.
I just do it because I love it and because it makes me really happy. And I don't have any desire to make it a full-time thing. I love being a piano tuner, and I love to fill the rest of my time musically by performing, and I'm picking and choosing where I play and writing original music and just doing it because I'm passionate about it.
Now, who are Moms Demand Action?
Yeah, Moms Demand Action is actually a national...
It's like Clean Your Room?
Or? Right, no. It's a national grassroots organization that started about 11 or 12 years ago now, that is specifically it's nonprofit geared toward gun violence prevention. We have over 10 million volunteers nationwide.
Wow.
And it's not just moms anymore. My husband's a volunteer, mothers and others. And we partner with community organizations, gun violence prevention awareness, safe storage. We go to the Capitol every year and talk with legislators. We work on we have a program to recruit and train people who have those values to make our country safer, to get them elected to office. Mm. And so we do a lot with legislation and hoping to change the laws, make the laws stronger, get people to, you know, lock up their guns. And so we do, there's a lot of facets to it, but we're all volunteers and we just want to make the world a safer place.
Mm. I could get some sarcastic comments in there, but I'll hold them for now. Some of your songs are written from a mother's perspective, including the song we just heard, Bang Bang. Tell us about Bang Bang.
Yeah. I wrote Bang Bang about the, you know, school shootings can happen anywhere, and you always kind of think it's not going to happen to you.
Until, we had one right here in Madison.
But we had one here in Madison, and it does, there's no discern, there's no, nowhere is really safe from it. It could happen anywhere, any school, any age group, anytime. And there's always that fear when you drop your kids off at school.
Yeah.
That are they going to come home safe? And you know, it's just that feeling, and it's a feeling of for the kids too, that they're the generation, the active shooter drill generation, where they're just used to having that, like we used to have tornado drills and all
or,
of that
nuclear
hide under the desk, and they have active threat drills a couple times a year, and parents were used to dropping our kids off and hoping they're going to be safe, but that's always in the back of your mind. And that's scary and traumatic.
Everybody. When your kid comes home and tells you that that's what they did in school.
Yeah. That they locked the door and they put a desk in front of it and they had to pretend there was someone in the hall. It's just, it's just, and it doesn't, you know, as a Moms Demand Action volunteer, I know that those things are preventable and there are things we can do about it. And I'm trying to do my part.
You have recently wrapped up production on a video for Bang Bang, and you're fusing your advocacy for Moms Demand Action and your art, and you brought in partners to make the video. Tell us about the video, your partners, and how we'll be able to watch that online.
Yeah, so it's in post-production right now. I partnered with a nonprofit called Children's Film Academy of Madison, and they, I was working with them, and we also recruited volunteers from Sun Prairie East and West High School Theater Departments to be in the video and other volunteers, and then also worked with Stutz Photography and got a small grant from Dane Arts as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love those guys.
Yeah. So, and we're, you know, working, I'm sure you'll bring that up a little to, you know, fill the funding gap. But it's just been a really big team effort, and I'm really grateful to Children's Film Academy because they really know what they're doing. We had a 3-day shoot and
they have a stake in this.
They do. Yeah, they do. So, and I think it's going to be a really powerful video. It's going to be ready hopefully within the next couple months, and there'll be a screening event, which I'll have information available for that on all my socials, Children's Film Academy website, my website. And
what is your website?
MartaHansenMusic.com.
And that's
HANSEN. Yes. And same with my Facebook and Instagram. It's Marta Hansen Music for both.
Well, thank goodness you don't spell the other ones with an O.
Exactly. So, and after the screening, then it'll be available, you know, on YouTube and on my website and on Children's Film Academy website. And
you have a Kickstarter?
Yes, we have a Kickstarter to fill our funding gap. We're over halfway there.
So there's a pretty big budget for this video.
Yeah, for a local music video. Right? Yeah, it's we want to make sure that it sends a message and maybe calls people to action and wants people and, you know, calls people to do a little bit more and maybe joins Moms Demand Action. You never know.
Wow.
Yeah.
The annual Wear Orange Gun Violence Awareness Weekend, June 6th through the 8th. It's through the Dane County Public Health.
Yes.
And Moms Demand Action. And there are several events. Tell us about the events and why Wear Orange?
Yeah. So Wear Orange is, it started in, I think, 2015 after a child in Chicago was shot and killed on a playground. And her family wore orange to commemorate her. And there was an event around that that inspired the Wear Orange movement. And now it's a national weekend every year for gun violence awareness and prevention. And so Dane County Public Health kind of has taken the helm on that. And then we've got three events. Moms is helping out. So the sixth is from 4 to 7 at Brick Cider. in Mount Horeb.
Okay.
And I'll be performing for a couple hours there.
Oh,
and
good.
We'll have Dane County Public Health folks, Moms folks, and it'll just be a fun. Oh, and there's an art installation that there'll be a couple pieces at Bricks
So that's June 6th at Bricks in Mount Horeb.
Yep. And then the 7th is a vigil. We'll have speakers, the mayor, chief of police. We'll have Melissa Akard, several other speakers.
This is at the Capitol.
This is at the Capitol, on the Capitol steps, on the forward statue side.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I know where that is.
Yep, that's from 6 to 7:30. And then Sunday is a community party event. And that is from 1 to 3. And that is actually going to be at North Sherman Avenue Methodist Church. And that'll be a community resource event. We'll have food, DJ, speakers, games. It'll just be a fun time.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's the Wear Orange.
Yes, Wear Orange Weekend.
Wear Orange Weekend, Gun Violence Awareness Weekend. That's June 6th through 8th. How can we find more about those events?
You can find details on those events at both the Dane County Public Health website and their Facebook page, as well as Moms Demand Action Wisconsin Facebook page and Instagram.
That is perfect. Marta, thank you so much for coming into the studio to chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Another song that you wrote that has a motherly perspective to it, it's a song called The Lasts.
Yes.
And this is just, it's crazy, complex. Tell us about The Lasts before we listen.
I wrote it. My kids are both teenagers. I have an almost senior and an almost freshman.
I've been there.
Yeah. And I wrote it. It's amazing how, somebody, I had seen a post, I think it was a Facebook post one day that they were like, you never know when you set your child down after you've been holding them.
Yeah.
That it will be the last time you pick them up.
Wow.
Because they've gotten too big.
Right.
And it got me thinking about how many lasts you have, like a piggyback ride, carrying them, holding their hand, walking them to school, like all of these things. And then one day they've just grown out of it, or they're too big. And you never know that that moment is the last moment you have of that with your child until it's already passed.
Right.
And I wrote the song about those moments.
It's like sometimes you're looking back at an old picture and you think, yeah, when was the last time that he wore that Darth Vader mask? Yeah.
Well, my kids still wear Darth Vader masks. But yeah, you just think they just it's those moments where you're raising them for them to grow up and to leave the nest and to spread their wings, but it's at the same time it's bittersweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When's the last time that they come to you to snuggle?
I know. It's usually me saying, "Give your mom a hug, please."
No, mom. Go on.
I know, exactly. So yeah, I wrote this song about that, and I don't think there's enough songs out there of raising kids and being a mom, and that's my life, and so I write about that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like it. Songs from a Mom's Perspective. We're here with Marta Hansen, the piano gal. Let's take a listen to that song. This is called The Last. Marta Hansen, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.